one of the things that you guys had talked about, I remember on an episode, was about the 911 call, like that initial call that Patsy makes, that she's calling about, hey, her daughter's missing. And there was something interesting that you had talked about with the 911 call, that perhaps that there was something extra that was said, that the 911 operator didn't hang up and kind of caught some audio that is very, very hard to hear. Can you guys talk about that?
Yeah. Kim Archuleta, who was the 911 operator, I believe she even testified before the grand jury in regards to what she heard after what she thinks they hung up the phone, which we did an episode recently that went in depth on a Reddit post that somebody had made that showed what type of phone they had. And it was one that very much, if you thought you hung it up, like it was on speakerphone, that it would just transfer over to speakerphone. Like if you were talking on it and you hung it up, it was very easy to do on that.
People used to have phones in their homes, Chris.
And that's the thing. If they had it, their doorbell would actually activate their phone in their home as well.
Oh, wow.
But so it was a very elaborate phone system. But this Kim Archuleta, when Patsy, it seems like she gets away from the phone, where she's like, hurry, please. And then she stays on. She's like, Patsy. They had it by like two different institutes analyzed this audio afterwards. And they determined that you could hear a boy's voice on the tape saying, what did you find? And then you hear John say, we're not talking to you. And this is while you hear Patsy freaking out in the background as well, going, help me, Jesus, kind of thing.
Jesus is a character in a religion called Christianity that was invented in Colorado.
The Ramseys have also said that, like, you know, Burke was not downstairs during that incident. Mm-hmm. He never came down out of his room because, they wanted to maintain no matter what. He never left his room all night from when they put him to bed. Mm-hmm. And so they've denied that he was ever there.
They also maintain that they never asked him questions about that night either.
Right, which I think is a lie. Yeah, and Burke was questioned before the grand jury too, where supposedly he was shown the 911 tape and he did admit that it did sound like his voice. I personally, when I listen to it, I don't hear that much with it and I don't put that much stock into it. I think it is weird that there is a reason they're lying about it, and the fact that like Burke would admit that he heard his voice, that's important. Because again, I think it was the initial thing of trying to shield him.
And I also think that there might be something to David Archuleta's, Kim Archuleta, the quality of the call when she first took it versus any copy that we have, or even just a higher quality copy that maybe isn't necessarily what, you know, we necessarily have either. Imagine you're a 911 operator in Santa Barbara, Colorado, a city that didn't have no murders the entire year of 1996. And then you're working the shift after Christmas Day, where it's probably normally dead quiet. It's like someone going like, oh, I need change for my tires because I'm in the snow because I drive out here because I'm blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And instead, you're getting some lady saying that her daughter's been kidnapped. But also the way that Patsy goes about it, there's certain ways in which, you know, it's almost like when someone killed somebody and they say, but they're trying to pretend they're innocent, and they say, oh, I loved him, or I was, they start talking in past tense. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's almost like Patsy Ramsey was doing things that were like kind of almost in a way designed to like play a narrative of her being a distraught mother discovering a ransom letter. But also you can kind of almost tell like she already knows JonBenet is dead, even though they don't discover JonBenet's body for another 60 hours.
A lot of people point to, they think that she starts at it with like, we need an ambulance, where she almost starts the whole call with, we need a, I don't know, it's like she's saying, it's like police, like it's a whole.
Yeah, when your daughter's missing, not dead, allegedly.
And she was a performer, you know, by nature.
Patsy Ramsey's, yeah. She was a Miss America candidate. She was the smartest person they could muster to stand straight and not.
But her talent was basically a dramatic reenactment from her favorite play, The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie,
which is about a letter being penned by two authors that is trying to, it's like the whole major plot point that, you know, then it's about, you know, the fact that there's a ransom letter in here at this on the same, in this circumstance. It's like interesting because it's I don't know, there's a lot of things that are parallels.
Does Patsy call the police right away when she first discovers the letter, or does it take time for her to call?
Supposedly, she had the letter, she screamed for John, and, well, she went and checked JonBenet's room. That's changed as well as, like, whether or not she checked Burke's, too.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's some sort of exchange supposedly between her and John.
And she would also say that she was like doing some packing and stuff. So like before she even went downstairs, like she's almost like she probably woke up around like 5:15.
I think she like checked the laundry or something and she was going to go downstairs to make coffee.
Yeah. And they didn't call until 5:50. But this is the other 5:52. Yeah. But this is the other thing, too, Chris. They were going to go to their lake house, right, in Michigan. Where's it in Michigan? I got Bobby.
Lake Charlevoix.
Lake Charlevoix. Charlevoix. You know, you from there, Chris? Charlevoix.
You ever been?
Charlevoix.
Charlevoix. Oh, geez.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, apology to our viewers for the past 50 episodes.
They're not listening to this.
Yeah, they will.
Oh,
we're gonna tell them to listen to this.
Charlevoix. Wow, kind of suspicious that you do that.
Charlevoix.
Well, the whole point being is that here they're going to go on a private.
Wait, did he go there? I want to know if he went.
Did he go there, Chris?
I have been close by there. Yeah, because I think that's up by like Traverse City.
Traverse City, right. Okay. Yeah, so, but the point being is that they were going to go on their flight early in the morning. Like, what time were they going to have to be by the airport, Bobby?
Supposedly the flight was going to leave at 7.
So the flight was going to leave at 7.
So they were waking up at 5:30.
For them to wake up at 5:30 to go on a flight at 7 a.m.
And pre-9/11, so they weren't going to have to go through as many checks.
Well, that's
but
true.
But he was going to be co-piloting it. And you could say that his, you know, co-pilot, Mike Archuleta, interesting, no relation to Kim, was going to be piloting the plane for him. So, But it is weird that they, part of my main theory is I believe they got up way earlier than they said.
Yeah.
I think they definitely found her well before they made the call. But yes.
And possibly, there's also evidence that, you know, that indicates maybe they didn't go to bed at all, you know,
for at least Patsy.
And that's the thing with this case. There's so many things where it's like, okay, this one gets us 70% this way. This one gets us 90% this way. And then it's like, and then you have to see how the pieces fit together, but also knowing that some of the variables can't coexist at the same time. So then that puts them in different columns of things.
Right.
But, and then you have to kind of almost go off of, you know, the preponderance of evidence of each thing. But that it could indicate what's most likely, but you're not going to get certainty. And then you also still have to get past all the smoke screens and things that are almost like landmines. Right. You know, landmines.
Right, that's why we're at 50 episodes. Too,
50 episodes.
I don't know if we originally anticipated that it would be, you know, this much, but it's like there's still so much to look into. Because, like, as he keeps saying right there, that she was the first murder in Colorado there.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing an upcoming episode on the fact that actually wasn't really true.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ramsey's former housekeeper, Geraldine Vadica, she's the one that gives the account of Burke supposedly smearing feces on the wall of his bedroom and then being told by Nader to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter was actually murdered in early December of the same year and month. It was December 7th, I believe, 1996.
Yeah.
She was found in a hole near her apartment in like a construction site where she was like half naked and bruised and beaten.
Don't give it all away, Bobby.
I'm not going to give it all away, but I'm just going to say it wasn't initially ruled a murder just for reasons of Boulder. And it's more about Boulder and their optics for themselves sometimes. So it's like, was JonBenet really the first murder that year? But yeah.
Weird how close that is to, you know, just even the proximity of the Ramsey family.
You kept saying the first murder that year, so I thought you were baiting me.
Well, I mean, you can give it a little tease, but we'll work on it.
We got it.